Bez Hashem, this shir has been schus, has been given a schus for Shlema, Yeshua Ari Ben Sara. Last week, we learned in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, we say, Asher Yatzar Asadam Chachma Uvaravai Nekovim Nekovim Chalulim Chalulim. We explained there's two things, there's Nekovim and then there's the Chalulim. We explained that these two things correspond, are based on the Pasuk of to Melechas Tu Pecha Unukavecha Boch, that the Targum Yonis and Benazil over there says that it's the Chalolin and the Coven and the person, that the Chalolin and the Coven, the inner organs that are inside of us that have cavities that are hollow, that's the Chalolin. And the Coven of a person, we're supposed to come to realize that we're Basav Adam. And we explained it's that the order is different from the Pasuk. It's first we mention a Coven. The Pasuk first says Chalolin. We explained because the Coven is like we said, the alarm clock. The Nekovim is the Beis HaKiseh is what reminds us. Oh, we made it. Fire, no fire, huh? The Nekovim is what reminds us that we're a bus of Adam, and then we realize that all the time, chalon, 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 chalulim, chalulim, that who we are. And we explained that we say the words twice to emphasize. We say Nekovim, Nekovim, which is expressing that we have so many Nekovim, so many Chalulim, which is we're emphasizing the fact that we have so many Nekovim and Chalulim. And then we went on to explain that we say Goloi v'yodua l'fnei chisek v'idecha. We explain Goloi v'yodua, the Vilna Gaon says Goloi is, as we say, it's something that's obvious, it's something, says the Vilna Gaon, shebegoloi, something that's begoloi, that's in the open, that's Goloi v'yodua, is something that's shebeseser, that's hidden. And we explained, perhaps, that these correspond to the Nekovim and the Chalulim. The Nekovim are as Mashav Goloi, it's the Cherpa Seinu, it's the open Cherpa that Hashem created us with such a thing, that we have Nekovim. And that reminds us that we're Basav Adam. And then we also have the Yodua, that then we realize that it's inherent in us that we're Basav Adam, that's Yodua. Be'ezras Hashem, this week, we're going to move on to the next words. And we say, Goloi V'yodua L'fnei Chisei Chavoydecha. Goloi V'yodua in front of your Kisei HaKavod. So we've mentioned in the past this question, and I would like to speak to Mahalchim tonight on this question. And that is, that why is it that we say, Goloi V'yodua L'fnei Chisei Chavoydecha? Why don't we say, like it's most places, we say, Goloi V'yodua L'fanecha? It's open, it's revealed, it's known in front of you, Hashem. Why are we saying this interesting terminology of L'fnei Kisei Chavoydecha? What's the message? The truth is that it's a very interesting thing. There's one other bracha that I'm aware of. Maybe I'm not aware that there's any other bracha that mentions the word Kisei HaKavod. Where's the other bracha? The bracha is the bracha of Zichroinus and Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ein shikha lefnei Kisei Kavodecha. Ah. So a fascinating thing. If you look at the Rekeach and his Pirish over there on these words, these words in Shekhlefnechizekvay, they're at the beginning of the bracha of Zecharinus, and at the end, by the Siyum, when we end the bracha, we say the same words also. So in both places, at the Siyum, in the beginning, he says a very interesting thing. Listen to the words of the Rekeach. V'ein Shekhlefnechizekvaydecha, ein shum dovar nishkach, there's nothing that's forgotten, lefnei Malachi Hashores Hapnimiyam, the inner Malachi Hashores. Shehem Lufne Kisei Kavod, thereby the Kisei Kavod. Very interesting. Meaning, our question was that it should say, Goloi V'yodua L'fanecha. Seems like he's saying, the Goloi V'yodua L'fnei Kisei V'idecha is that we're including not just L'fanecha, not just Hashem, but Kisei Kavod, which has, the Kisei HaKavod has this Malachim by the Kisei HaKavod. The inner Malachim are by the Kisei HaKavod. In fact, he says also in the beginning, Al-Kain Ein Shikha B'Malachei HaShareis Asher Mesharsim L'fnei Kisei HaKavod. Very interesting. So that's L'fnei Kisei K'vay, Ein Shikha L'fnei Kisei V'Decha is incorporating also the Malachim. It's brought down, I believe, that there's 12 Malachim by the Kisei HaKavod. Each Ruach has three. There's Rafal, there's Michal, Gabriel, Rafal, and Uriel, and then each star, Ruach, has another two. So that's 3 times 4 is 12. The 4 times 3 is the Malachi Hashar is Apnimim. There's, so it's very interesting. It seems like the Rekech is understanding that That's what we're saying. And that bracha, Golev Yidol, Ein Shicha Lefnei Kisik Vaydecha, is including also the Malachim. So it's interesting. I looked in the Rekech by Asher Yotzar, and very short, it seems like he's alluding to this also. He says, Golev Yadua Lefnei Machanecha Asher Soviv Lekovet. It's open and revealed in front of the Machane, the encampment, which is around the Kovet, which is around the Kizah Kovet. It sounds like he's referring to what he says over there, that the Machanecha is the Malachim. So that would answer the question why it doesn't say Lefanecha, we're including the Malachim, but the question is, what's going on? Why are we including the Malachim over here? What does that do that we're bringing in the Malachim? Like, what's the idea over here? So I'd like to share with the Ilm a very interesting thing. If you look in the Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Chov Gimel, the parak is about how to be koine a nova, how to acquire a nova. That's really what we're discussing these days. And he brings the Mishnah in Ovis, the famous Mishnah parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Da akavya ben malal aloimer, stakel b'shloisha dvarim, look at three, contemplate three things, eina taboli de'avera. Da me'ayin bosa, mitipa srucha, ulanata hoylech, limkoim ofarima v'seilea, lefnei mi'at osa litin din v'cheshben, lefnei melech malchim lochem akodesh baruch. Okay. He goes on and to say that we've actually mentioned once this in the past. The Chafetz Chaim learns like this, and Mesil Shem here learns like this as well. That all these three things, and he explains each one of them, helps a person specifically in breaking his gaiva and helping him with anava. And he goes through each one. All these things, because gaiva is a leading primary thing that causes averus, and he explains that when we contemplate these three things, that it helps us with our anova and it breaks our gaiva. Now, I want to zoom in on what he says and the way he explains the last one. The last one is, lufnei miyata, mistakel, right? Lufnei miyata osalit in din v'cheshben. In front of who are we going to have a stand one day? Lufnei melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says like this. He explains the mission as follows. Very interesting. When a person pictures in his mind's eye, rega that moment, he consoles lefnei, right? He goes on that lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Hakadosh v'Hator betachlas Hakdusha, the ultimate Kadosh, right? That's Hashem, right? He's standing, in front of Hashem, and then the Mesil Sharm adds a whole few lines. He's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is so holy, HaKadosh V'Atara, B'tachlos HaKadosha V'Atara, beside Kedoshim, together with the Kedoshim, which is the Malachim, Mishor Se'gvura, Giboy Rekoyach, Oise Dvorei, Asha'im V'Mum, the Malachim that are standing there, they have no mum, they're perfect, right? V'hu, and he is standing, Oymed Lefneim, he's standing in front of them, Gerua, he's low, pachus v'nivze, mitzadatzmei, who a person is, we're inherently lower, basav adam. And then, besides his actions, he says, hayorim roish, will we have any gaiva at that moment? Are we going to standing there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we going to have any gaiva? That's what he says. And then he says a very strong thing. Vadai, shelu rega echad yitzayar adam besichle emes hazeh, tzir amiti v'chazak, if a person has this picture in his mind's eye, in a very clear, crystal clear way, Poroyach tifrach mimenu kol gaiva, any gaiva will fly away from him. They will never come back. If a person has the ability to, this is imagery, a person has the ability to really work on it, to picture in his mind's eye, it's a very difficult thing. If it's not something we're accustomed to do, to have a real hispaininus and really picture, as if it's really happening, this picture of what it's like to be oymel lefnei, melech malachim lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he won't have gaiva. But what's very interesting is that he adds in that also the malachim are there. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that lefnei miyata, right? Lefnei miyata asalitin din v'cheshmu lefnei melech malachim malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which says Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He adds in also the malachim are there and the malachim are so perfect and the contrast, right? They don't have any room, they don't have anything wrong, and I'm standing in front of them that I'm so... who I am, I'm so low, that brings out... So it's a very interesting thing that he adds that in, but could be that the idea is because that adds to the breaking of our gaiva. Not only are we standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the malachim. There's a contrast here, that the malachim are also, they're also nivroim. But yet, they are, even though they're Nivroim, they're so perfect. And I'm a Nivra, and I'm so, the contrast is so strong, so, you know, stark contrast. The observation and contrast, that itself brings out, adds to our busha. When we picture that the Malachim are also created, they're not. They're also Nivroim, and yet they're so perfect, and I who I am, I'm so low, mitzad who I am, and my actions and everything about me, that adds to the busha, because the way he's explaining is that this Mishnah is helping a person break their gaiva and come to a level of busha and hachna and anova. So that's l'chayra, the idea behind this Masechus Yesharim. Based on what we've been explaining the bracha of Asher Yatzar, the whole bracha of Asher Yatzar is helping us realize to break our gaiva and to realize that we're basa v'dam, right? That's the way we're explaining Asher Yatzar. To be makir our shiflus. So just like the Masechus Yesharim says that the way we're explaining that when we add in the Malachi Asharis, that helps break our gaiva. So Galav Yedua Lefnei Kisei Kevaydecha, which the Rekech says incorporates, includes the Malachim. It's in open in front of you, our shiflus, that adds to the level of our achna and our recognition of how low we are when we add the Malachim into the picture. Because they're also Nivram, and yet they're so greater than us, their level of Kedusha and who they are, they're so much more perfect than us, that adds to our level of busha. So that could be the idea in this Rekeach. When we say, Gol Avedua Lefnei Kisei Kevaydecha, we don't just say Lefanecha. We say Lefnei Kisei Kevaydecha, that includes the Malachim that are by the Kisei HaKavod. Those, that adds to our busha. That could be an idea. In fact, there's an interesting thing I saw, the Ian Tefillah brings down from the Eliezuta in Perek Gimel, that it says an interesting thing. When a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, B'sho Shenichnes Adam LeBeis HaKisei, when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, Oimrim Loi, the Malachim tell a person, Re'ei Darkecho Kederech Behema. Look, your Derech, you're like a Behema, the concept of the Beis HaKisei, they don't have physical things. So it seems like that's sort of like a busha that we have from, an interesting thing, a busha that we have from the Malachim, that we're Basav Adam, and they're so much loftier than us. So that could be the first idea in Lefnei Kisei Kevaydecha. I'd like to share another mahalach, and that is we actually once mentioned it 2 shiurim ago, I believe. We spoke this mahalach, but I want to delve into it a little bit more. And that is a very interesting Avudraham. We spoke this out already. The Avudraham in Asher Yatzar, he's bothered by the same question. He says, V'omar Lefnei Kisei Kevaydecha. V'loy omar lefanecha. Why doesn't it say galiv yedua lefanecha in front of you? K'moy shiraga loymer b'shar mekoymus, like where we are accustomed to say most places, you say lefanecha. It's lefanei kisei kavoda. Lefi, why? Shuhu roymus, it hints, it alludes to the idea, ki mokim hanefashais hu lefanei kisei kavoda. The place of a neshama, of a yid, is from the Kisei HaKavod. We know that the neshama of a yid comes from the highest place, from the Chatzuva Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. Our neshamas come from there's different levels of Olamos, there's Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. We're in the Olam Asiya, the physical world. In the highest place, we're from the Atzilus, we're from the highest place. Our neshama comes from the Kisei HaKavod. This is what he says. So then we said, we explained a little bit, what does that have to do with Asher Yatzar, right? What does that have to do with Asher Yatzar? So then we explained that the beautiful idea from the Or Gedal Yo, the Or Gedal Yo basically explains a medrash, and he says that the reason, based on this, the way he explains a medrash is, he says, the reason why we were given such a lofty neshama is exactly because of our shiflus, because we're so low, our bodies are so low. Because our bodies are from the lowest place, from the Olam Asiya, from the physical, and even in this world, we're from such a low place. We're Ofrim and Adama, that's the lowest part of the most basic, base existence in this world, is Ofar. It's different levels of creation. This Ofar is the lowest place. He says, Ulachain, therefore, ha-nefesh al-adam hu l'mayla minafshei samalachim. The reason our neshama is above the neshama of the malach, kivan shitzarech lislabish beguf min haaretz, since it needs to be cloaked in the guf min haaretz, therefore that's exactly why we need such a lofty neshama. That's what the beautiful idea from the Aron Gedalia, which the Maral says such ideas, that the higher the level of Gashmiyus, that's how much we need the other side to counteract. That's the way the Aron Gedalia explains. He says, that's why our neshama needs to be chatzufa mitachas kisei hakavod, because we need to, because of our low level, that's exactly why we need a higher neshama. So we explain that when we're focusing on the shiflus Adam, that we're so low in the bracha of Hashem, so that's it, we allude to the idea, and that's, but that brings out our mila also. That's exactly, yes, it's our chesaron, yes, we're so low when we have, we're so shuffled, but the truth is that that's exactly the secret, the reason behind our lofty neshama that we have over the malachim. Because of our low level, that's why we have such a great neshama. That's what we said then. I'd just like to add on to this idea. And that is like this, that the Nefesh HaChaim in his first shar is really the very much big idea of his whole sefer, is this idea. And that is talking about the Gadlus HaAdam, the greatness of Adam, of a Yid. And he goes on to explain an idea, and that is that he's explaining the concept of the, how our actions, how the actions of a Yid have such an effect on all the Ilamis, the whole world, and all the Ilamis, we have such an impact on all the worlds. And not just an impact, when we elevate ourselves and our actions are elevated, that elevates everything with us. Even the Malachim are elevated. Everything in the world and the whole Priya is elevated through our actions. And he goes on to say that the idea behind this is because of our lofty neshama. And he goes on to say that the way Hashem designed the Priya is that all the Ilamis, all the different levels, are all like a chain. The shtalshlus, they all are affected from the oilam on top of it. And the higher oilam you come from, that's how high, that's how you're more encompassing, and you affect everything under you. And since, he says, our neshama is from such a high place, higher from everything else in the world, that's exactly why our actions have such an effect on the whole Bria. Lechein, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Hey, in Shar Aleph, all the ilamis are misnaig. They all are guided through our actions. Because of our, he goes on to different places, he talks about this idea that our neshama is from such a high place that it includes everything else, and that's how we're able to affect everything in the world. That's how our actions make a difference. And then he goes on to say a very interesting thing. In Perek Yud, he says like this. He said, we know, he says, that there's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim, who is greater, a Malach over a Yisra, over a Yid, or a Yid's greater than a Malach? He says, this big question, Shinoi Deis, big difference of opinions amongst Gedali Rishonim. Am a Odom Yisrael Godol me a Malach? Or a Malach Godol mimenu? Who is greater? V'chol echad mishnei hadeis, everyone on the different sides, maybe Rayas Mufarash brings proofs. Mimikrois Mufarash brings Rayas from Psukim, different sources. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, the truth is, Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both true. What does that mean? So he says like this. Listen to the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. Kivadai, it's certain, Malach Gadol Meha'odam. A Malach is greater than man. Hein Be'etzem Ahusai, his etzem, his mahos, his essence, is greater than a person. Hein begoidel kedushasai, his level of kedusha is far greater than a person. V'neflois hasagosai, and his hasaga is far greater than a person. Ein erech v'dimyon b'neim klal, there's nothing to compare. A malach is greater than a person. That's one side of the coin. Omna, however, b'davar echad, in one area, yisrin gadol la'adam imalachim, a man is greater than a malach. In which area? This idea, the ability that we have in our actions to affect all, to be metakin and to be mala, everything and all the ilamas. With our actions, we have the ability to affect every single ilam and to be mala. All, everything's interconnected. It's all, that's something that is unique to us. A malach doesn't have that. He goes on to say, a malach is a specific koyach. He's not koilil. He doesn't include all the ilamis within him. However, raka adam levad, only a person has this ability. Hu amale, he elevates, v'amakasher, he connects, umiyachid es oilamis. connects all the worlds. Ve'oiris b'koyach ma'isav, through that force of his actions. Machmas, why? Shehu kol only kulam, because everything is incorporated in the person. So it's a very beautiful idea here. That is, the Nevi Shachaim is saying, there's two sides of the coin. You want to know who's greater, a malach or a person? A malach is greater. But in one area, that we have the ability to affect everything around us. And he goes on to say that a person's actions elevate the malach. We, our actions, when we elevate ourselves, we elevate the malachim. We elevate them. So they're greater than us in who they are. But the ability, the effect that what they have, whatever they do, the effect that it has on everything else, on the whole creation, that's something that we have. And if you think about it, I think that these two ideas that we're saying is really interconnected. That's what's happening here. Lifnei kisei kevagoli vidur lifnei kisei veidecha. Yes, says the Rekeach, lifnei kisei kevaidecha is there to bring out our shiflus, that we're so low, and that includes the malachim, because the malachim are far greater than us. Yes, it's true. That's one side of the coin. Lifnei kisei kevaidecha brings out our shiflus, that we're so low, we're bas v'dam. It's true. And that's the malachim are greater than us. But there's alluded to something here. If we use the word, says David Ram, of lifnei kisei kevaidecha, to allude to our neshama, which is from the Kisei HaKavod. And since it's from the Kisei HaKavod, that's what makes us, that's the one upper hand that we have over the Malachim. That since our neshama is from the Kisei HaKavod, it's from the highest place. So it's kolam mikulam, everything is incorporated in us, and we have the ability with our actions, our physical actions, to elevate everything else. So it's not just that since we have a lowly guf, it's only what we're saying, we have a lowly guf, so that's why we need a higher neshama. What's the nafkamina? We have a higher neshama. You know, our neshama, since we're so low, so we need a higher neshama. This level neshama, that level neshama. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is everything. That's exactly what makes us our one upper hand. One thing that we have over the malachim is because our neshama is from a higher place. That's what gives us the ability to be greater than malachim. In that area, we are greater than malachim. Our actions have an ability to affect everything, even elevate the malachim themselves, because of the fact that we're, like he says, we're kolol mikulam, we have everything inside of us, because we're coming from such a high place. And the truth is, that's why our actions, our mitzvahs, are so powerful. Our actions, our mitzvahs that we do in this world, our lowly actions, why are they so powerful? They're so powerful because of this that we have, that neshama from such a high place. And it's a very beautiful thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the famous Gemara on Daf Peches, it talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. What happened? Amar b'shul Malevi, b'shah sha'ala Moshe l'marim. At the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Omru malachi asharis l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shleilu, ma liyulud isha b'neinu, what's this Yuladisha, this Bas of Adam doing here? Amar Lehen, the Kabbal Torah. He's coming to get the Torah. So the Malachim say, no, you, the Chamuda Genuza, the Holy Torah, right, that was around before the world, after Mavakish Litan al Bas of Adam, you're going to give it to the Bas of Adam? Give it to us. We're so lofty. We're much greater than man, right? So Amar Lekadosh Baruch Hu, Shem says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hachsel and Shuvah, new answer. Give them an answer, right? They have a good taina. Give the Torah to a boss of a dumb. Give it to the Malachim. They're so much greater." Amar Lefan of Rabbeinu Shleila, "Misyare ani Shem Yisrafuni behevel shebapiyim. I'm afraid they're going to burn me alive. They're going to burn me with the hevel shebapiyim. I can't open my mouth in front of them." Listen carefully to what the Gemara says. Amar Loi, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Echoiz bekisei kvoidi. Grab onto my kisei hakavod. Vechazor lehen tshuva. And give them a response. Give them an answer. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Amar Lefanu, he says, did you go down to Mitzrayim? Do you have mitzvahs? Are all the mitzvahs relevant to you? Right? Do you have kinna? What the Lashon the Gemara is. Leisirtzach, leisinuf, leisignuf, kinna yesh b'neichem, yetzar, you don't have. Basically, the way the Mefarshim explain, the Beis Halevi and many others explain that Maisei Mitzvahs, Tarig mitzvahs they can't do in this world. They could learn the Torah, but they don't have the mitzvahs. They don't have the mitzvahs. They can't do the mitzvahs in this low world. We have Yetzirah, we have Guf, and we have to work on our Guf, and we elevate our Guf with our mitzvahs. Oh, so you should give it to us, right? Right? And then Malachim ended up agreeing. It's very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, give them an answer. But before Hashem said to them, give them an answer, Hashem said to them, Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi. Hold on to my kisei kavod and give them an answer. It's very interesting. The Marshal alludes to this. Others speak this out. Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi. Hold on to my kisei kavod. It's alluding to this idea that our neshamas are from the kisei kavod. Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi. And it's really beautiful if you think about it. This, that our actions in this low world have such an effect. But that's what he answered him. We have actions in this world. But the reason why it has such an effect is with this hakdama of Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi. Because of our neshamas are from the kisei kavod, that's why they have such an effect. So that's this idea. Our gashmis dika actions, our mitzvahs that we do in this world, because l'fnei kisei kvoidecha, it starts with the fact that we have a low guf. And that's why we need such a lofty neshama. But because of this lofty neshama, that actually makes us so great that our actions in this low world goes back and forth. Our actions in this low world, our physical actions have such an impact on all the higher worlds. Right? And it's because of Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi. And I found it very interesting, the Chasam Sofer really saying al derech this idea. He says that, Chasam Sofer says, that the Rabbeinu Shloim told Moshe Rabbeinu two things, Echoyiz b'kisei kvoidi, and give them an answer. Chazar lan shuva. Says the Chasam Sofer, writes Eloimar, Sheyiru v'yavinu, they should understand, Sha'ata ochas b'kisei hakavod, you're tapped in to the kisei hakavod, b'olam hayoyser elyon, in the highest olam, and also, v'gam hachzer lahem, and also give them a tshuva that what? That you have mitzvahs. Kolaymer, that he's massive m'kisei hakavod, ad olam hatachten. We span from kisei hakavod, from the highest olam, olam hatzilus, all the way down to the olam hasiya. We span all the way down to this low world, to the olam hatachton, from the olam, it says the Chasam Sofer, beautiful, he says, achiza b'chol olamos, we have connection to all, we span, Adam spans from all the olamos, the most extreme of the olamos, atzilus, kisei hakavod, from the highest, and we go down all the way to the lowest, afram and adama, we're doing physical actions, we're shaking the lulav, we do physical actions, but that's the whole point, we have achiza in all the olamos. And he goes on to say that the malachim, they don't have achiza in the highest olam and the lower olam. We have all the olamas. We span all the olamas from that tzilus all the way down to the olam haasiya. Beautiful idea. And I saw something. I didn't have time to look into it inside, so I don't know if this is emes. I just, perhaps on our level, we could explain something. I was looking at the Piskei Tshuvas. They bring down on the bottom, I don't know the sefer, it says here, Minchas Brocha, very interesting thing, that it's Muskar, very interesting idea. It's mentioned in the Brocha of Asher Yotzar, the Dalar Olamos, the four Olamos. Atzilos, Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya. Let's work it out. Atzilos, he says, is Kisei Kvaidecha. Kisei Kavod refers to Atzilos. Okay, that's Atzilos. Bria is Asher Uvorovoi. Yitzir is Asher Yotzar as Adam. And Asiya is Umafli Lasais. Very interesting. I didn't have time to look inside. But just perhaps on our level, maybe we could explain a little bit that we're mentioning, all these four alamas are mentioned in this bracha. Perhaps on our level, we could understand that that's the mile of Adam. It's the bracha about the Adam. The essence of man is that we span all the alamas. All the alamas is under our, right? We have an achiza in all the alamas. Mashenki and the malachim. We're greater than the malachim. Because we're having achiz and all the lamas. That's why we have an ability to affect the whole bria. That's the milas ha'adam, says the Nefesh HaChaim. The milas ha'adam is the effect that we have. Our actions, our low actions, have such an effect on all the lamas because of this idea that we have an achiz and all the lamas. Just to end off, this is for Noam. One last thing. Very interesting thing. Kisei kivaydech. There's an idea in Gematria of Menatzbach. There's four... There's five oisias that are Rosh, that are the mem, the nun, or end mems. Or in the Torah Academy, they say the mem sofis, right? So The gematch is brought down that the gematria is of the Menatzbach. It goes higher up, meaning Tof is 400, right? Shin is 300, Tof is 400. And then we go up. So Endochof, Chof Sofis, is 500. Okay? And then it goes on, the Mem is going to be 600 and goes on till 900. Okay. It's very interesting. The Endochof, Nun Sofis, is 500. It comes out that the words Kisei Kivaydecha, the Kvaydecha ends with an Endochof. So it's 500. It's Gematria Taryag. It's very interesting. Kisei Kvaydecha is Taryag. And perhaps we could understand, it's beautiful. Well, this idea that Kisei Kvaydecha says David Ram, although Kisei Kvaydecha says the Rekeach is alluding, right, where the way we're explaining is bringing out our shiflas. But there's also hinted to in Kisei Kvaydecha our Milo. What's our Milo? Our Maila is Kisei Kvaydecha says that Avudraham, that our neshama is from the Kisei HaKavod, from the highest place. And also in those words is Gematria Taryag, meaning that's why our mitzvahs, our maisim, have such an effect. Our Taryag mitzvahs are so powerful. You know why? Because our Kisei Kvaydecha, our neshama comes from Kisei HaKavod, that's why our low actions, our physical actions, our like the Gemara Shabbos says, our maisim mitzvahs, our tired mitzvahs that we do have such an effect because Kisei Kvaydecha, so the idea that our neshama comes from the Kisei HaKavod and we have the mitzvahs are interconnected and they're both alluded to in the words of Kisei Kvaydecha. Okay, Shukach.